I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Are we recording? Paul Stanley, it's an honour to meet you, man. It's a genuine honour.
Well, thank you.
Halfway through the UK tour, I'm guessing?
I guess somewhat, if not closer to three quarters through.
How's it going?
It's been really something special. People have said the band's never been better, the show's never been bigger.
Yeah.
What more could you ask for go out there and live up and exceed at people's expectations?
I've not seen it yet. I'm coming on Thursday to Wembley. But I've had a few friends who've seen shows, I think, in Glasgow and Manchester, and have said it's the best they've seen the band.
Yeah.
That must be amazing. Without being rude, you're not getting any younger, are you?
But no.
You're still
doing it. Last
time
I looked, I was getting older.
I think that's the way it works.
Yeah,
but you're still doing it and blowing them off the stage.
It's not easy. And you find out how much something means to you by how much you're willing to do to make it happen. And, I have no plans to let somebody overtake me.
Is it ever going to stop? Is Kiss, as a live concert experience, ever going to stop?
I don't think so. That's different than saying, am I ever going to stop? But truly, if the philosophy that the band is bigger than any member continues as it should, then there's no reason the band shouldn't continue when I'm gone.
I mean, hey, you're saying it could be Kiss without you and Gene?
Well, there was a time people thought it couldn't be Kiss without the original four.
Yeah.
But it can, because
it's really about
a perspective and a way of giving people what they deserve and, making sure that people get their money's worth and that the band that's up there loves what they do.
Yeah.
You can't fake what we do.
Mm. You mentioned Peter and Ace. Were you surprised at how well the fans took when Tommy and Eric kind of replaced them?
I think it only went to show that, once again, people are much more concerned with the sustaining of Kiss,
yeah,
as long as it stays up to a certain quality level, than it is about any particular member. I think once we hit the stage, people became very clearly aware that the band really has never been better.
Yeah. Sonic Boom is brilliant.
Thank you.
It's brilliant. I'll be honest, when a new Kiss CD came through the last album was a few years ago.
A long time, about 12 years ago.
Whenever bands bring out, CDs, there's always a little bit of, is this going to be any good or is it going to be a stinker?
Yeah.
So you kind of put it on thinking, well, we'll see. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
How did you come about to do that and make Sonic Boom?
Well, the band was, the band was sounding so terrific, and the chemistry in the band, the camaraderie in the band has been so terrific that it seemed like a shame not to really capture that in the studio. But for me, the things that we had to overcome was this notion that democracy is the way of the studio, and it was important to me that the only way I would do an album is if I produced it.
Yeah.
And if there were no outside writers involved, and if, everybody put 100% into it and played their instruments and, acted as a band, recorded live, recorded, on tape.
And it's all done in old 70s equipment,
yeah,
is it?
Well, in the sense that it's recorded on tape.
Yeah.
All the albums that I grew up listening to were not done on a computer. We're not done with people looking at a screen. It was done by people listening to music and thinking, is it good or not good?
Yeah.
So the idea with the album was very much to make an album that was for people playing. Most of the songs didn't get past the second take.
Yeah. Really?
And, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was...
You can hear it as well, because when things are done on disc or hard drive or something, it just sounds kind of a bit compressed, but there's a lot of space on this album.
Yeah, I didn't want to make a retro album. I wanted to make a classic album. I didn't want to make an album that when you put it on, you go, is that from the 70s? I mean, to make an album that sounds 30 or 40 years old would be insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to make an album that had the spirit and the timelessness of some of that stuff.
Yeah. Are you playing songs from Sonic Boom
on
the tour?
Yeah, of course.
How many? Are you allowed to say, or is this...
I won't get shot.
You're the boss.
Probably three or four.
Okay, cool.
You know.
And do you play any of... Listen, I'll be honest. I've been a Kiss fan for 10 years.
Yeah.
And through bad timing on my part, through being away or through working, the first time I saw you was a couple of months ago at that club gig.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I know, I've missed it. I had tickets for Download. Yeah. I've had tickets for other gigs, yeah, for Finsbury Park, all of that. And I missed them.
Yeah.
So the first time was in this tiny, tiny club. So I'm very excited at seeing you play at Wembley Arena on Thursday. Do you don't do any of the 80s or 90s
songs, do you? We do Lick It Up.
Oh, okay. You don't do like Crazy Nights or...
We do Crazy Nights.
You do? Yeah, excuse me.
We're covering... You know, the whole idea in the tour is we call it From the Beginning to the Boom. We're hitting everything.
Yeah. Okay, I apologize. I was unaware of that fact. Yeah. Did you enjoy the small club?
Yeah, it was great until we almost suffocated.
I didn't...
You know? But other than that, it was terrific.
This was the big CO2 canisters that you use, yeah, in a stadium.
Yeah, which basically pushes all the oxygen out and you wind up breathing CO2 and... dying. Yeah.
We were there and suddenly this canisters went off and all this confetti and you could see everyone on stage just kind of sort of bend over a bit and it's like, oh God, what's happened?
Yeah, I mean, I came off stage and thought, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack, and then I looked over and I thought, oh, so is he.
You know, you're so, all going at once.
Yeah, can't be that bad.
But it was an amazing night, but I'm looking forward, as I say, to seeing it in the full arena. Are you surprised at how many kind of younger fans you're getting? Because it's not just old men,
no,
in their 50s coming,
no,
along.
No, because, you know, KISS isn't like other bands.
Yeah.
I mean, what tends to happen is that rock and roll is owned by a certain age group and says, you know, you're not my little brother's band, you're not my dad's band, you're not... But KISS is different. KISS is like a tribal gathering. Yeah. So it's much more about everybody sharing a common... love, common belief, as opposed to this is only mine. Mm. It's kind of like being in a very exclusive club.
It's the KISS Army, man. The KISS Army
is
doing it. Are you aware of the all the tribute bands?
Oh, sure.
Like Dressed to Kill and...
Oh, there's bands around the world.
Is that... Have you been to see any? Have you kind
I've
of snuck
some.
In the back of a club? And...
Sure. I've gone and seen some of them.
Is it weird?
Well, only because there's no good Pauls around.
They all do Gene Simmons.
Yes.
Be honest now.
Yes.
What's he like in real life?
Listen,
dish the dirt, Paul. Come on, we want it all about Simmons.
Yeah, you know, he's a piece of work, you know.
Yeah. I think he's really underrated as a bass player as well.
He is.
He's a great bass player.
Yeah, you know, he gets a rise out of people by, you know, he'll say anything to get in to get a response. So,
yeah.
You know, he's the first person to dismiss his bass playing, but he's a terrific, terrific bass player.
He does some nifty licks. I'm in a band and we do a version, we do Detroit Rock City, but it's sung in Japanese by a hot Japanese girl. It's good fun. And the little bass riff in that, it sounds easy, but it's...
Well, it's not that easy.
He's a clever boy. He's a clever boy. I'm going to quickly just go through some bits and pieces. Wicked Lester. Mm. Is that album ever going to see the light of day?
I hope not.
Oh, really?
Oh, well,
it's a great album.
But, you know, in the... In the right context, like you know, certainly as a piece of historic to fill in a gap. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's fine.
But songs, you know, like Sweet Ophelia and stuff. I mean, because you know, it's out there and people have heard.
Oh, sure.
Awful copies of that are around.
Yeah.
But it's
don't think that the real copy is that much better.
I think it's a nice kind of indicator of kind of where you're
really
heading.
Really, what it was it's kind of directionless. It really doesn't have a sense of identity because basically we were in the studio. You know, not much more than kids, and someone was telling us what they thought we should be playing, and we were just happy to be in the studio.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of like a hodgepodge, and as you go on, have you got a KISS album that is the one that you think that is it? That is when we got every single thing absolutely right.
I don't know. You know, obviously, Alive captures what the band is all about, but I think Sonic Boom's a great album. You know, I think, plus, besides being a great album, it was made so easily.
Yeah.
No drama, no people, you know, demanding songs on the album, demanding certain participation. It's just a great way to work.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great albums, you know.
I was listening to Destroyer on the way in, and I forgot, I've not heard Destroyer. It's my favorite, if I'm honest. I've not heard it for a long time. I'd forgotten just how... experimental is the wrong word, but just, you know, with the car starting up and all this, the sound effects and the kids and God of Thunder, and it's a treat, you know, it's an absolute treat. Are there any Kiss songs that you look back on and just think, what were we thinking there?
Yeah, there's some of the songs on, well, you know, that's sometimes the way of democracy.
Yeah.
Is that you wind up with some crap because somebody wants something on an album. So there's certainly some songs that are arguably shite. But, you know, that being said, there's a lot of great stuff, but there are times where certainly, you know, we've gone off the path.
Any more Paul Stanley solo albums?
No time.
Really?
No time. No, I have no time. I mean, it was great to do Live to Win, if for no other reason that just give me some chance to explore something that I wouldn't do normally.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have made a one-man Kiss album, but I decided, let me go really like left field of that and try something else. But, you know, there'll be another Kiss album sooner than there'll be another Paul Stanley album.
So there's going to be another Kiss album that's going to happen, is it?
Yeah.
And any more box sets? Because, I mean, Kiss has, you've done some brilliant back
packaging. There'll be a Kissology 4.
Wow.
So that should be terrific. And there'll be a
Those are the DVDs, aren't they?
Yeah, very comprehensive DVD.
And they're beautifully done. And do you guys oversee that? Or is
Of course. Yeah, anything that's got our name on it, you know, the standard is high.
And who are your guitar heroes? Who do you kind of, did you look up to and do you still look up to?
I think the most brilliant guy out there remains Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
You know, not only a brilliant guitar player, but obviously, you know, and, you know, indisputably the guy who's written more riffs that are associated with this kind of music, and somebody who's an amazing producer and arranger.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think he's the goods.
I interviewed Ozzy Osbourne last week, who is the nicest smelling gentleman. He smelled wonderful. Well, afterwards, we both thought, wasn't he smelling delightful? And he was full of praise for Kiss. I kind of mentioned Kiss, and he went, oh yeah, well, Kiss opened. I think you opened for Black Sabbath.
We did, we used to open for Sabbath.
What was that like?
It was, you know, we were young upstarts.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Ozzy was at a point, I don't know how well the band was getting along at that point, but it was great for us to be on a bill with Sabbath, and we had a great time. And you know, Ozzy's he's a legend. He's one of a kind, and he's
A legend, man. Definitely,
he's the real deal.
And he's a very nice gentleman as well. I was kind of a little bit apprehensive that he was going to be swearing and effing and jeffing, but he was just he's a very polite gentleman.
He's a good man.
You must have done some crazy gigs throughout the years. You must have a lot of weird fans as well. Some of the Kiss Army. Mm. When I was at this gig, the club gig that you played a couple of months ago, I had a very, very drunk Scotsman come up to me. Mm. And he went, "We're going to have a look at this." And he lifted his shirt up.
Yeah.
Every member of Kiss.
Sure.
Every member. You know, Vinnie Vincent, the people that are there for 10 minutes, all over his back. Yeah. That's kind of freaky, isn't it?
No, it's terrific. You know, you know, other bands get a lot of people wearing T-shirts, and we get that too, of course. But to me, you're a lifer in the Kiss Army when you get a tattoo, mate. A tattoo, you know. So I think it just shows the connection.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do that lightly, and to me, it means we've made a connection and a mark with people that is pretty singular.
Now, this tour, you've had amazing reviews from the fans, amazing reviews from the press as well, which is kind of, I was kind of expecting you to be overlooked a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
As another old has-been band. It's how people perceive you sometimes, I think. But you've had a really good response, I think, from the British press. Has it always been like that?
Gosh, no. I always say, you know, if you come to my house, I go, this is the house that bad reviews built. But I say, this is the wing that good reviews built.
Because there was a period, wasn't there, when Kiss were seen as a little bit of a joke?
Well, it wasn't a period. It's been, you know, the way it's always been.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's never mattered to us because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm much more interested in what is going to sustain us is the people who pay money for tickets.
Yeah.
Not people who get free tickets. Mm. Not people who, you know, are asked to write a review, you know, for the local paper. I mean, it's great if they like us. Mm. And, you know, I much prefer a great review than a bad one. But at the end of the day, you have to ask the people at the show what they thought. That's the only opinion that really counts, because that's the opinion that will feed you and sustain you.
What has been, I know this is going to be hard to pick, you've been doing this forever, but has there been one really exciting moment, you know, just the most exciting moment, I don't know, maybe getting your first number one or doing your first stadium tour or...
Getting our first gold album. You know, that's something that I aspired to from the time I was a little kid.
And was that for Alive or was that for...
That was for Kiss Alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it didn't really take off until you brought out Alive. I mean, there were the three albums before it that were records.
Yeah, but they were duds, you know. I mean, I think at the end of the day, people thought, and rightfully so, that they didn't capture what the band was about.
Yeah.
So it took putting out a live album to, you know, in essence... capture a, kind of like a sonic souvenir of of what the band is about.
Was I reading today that you can download all of the concerts from this tour? Did I
believe you can.
I think there's somewhere that is doing that. Yeah. The technology is ridiculous these days. How the hell do they do that?
Well, you know, it only goes back to, you know, you only have to go to YouTube to realize that if you don't want people to know something, don't do it.
Don't do it. Everything is on YouTube now.
Everything shows up.
To talk about stuff you may not want people to know about, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Yes.
Which is a lovely film. I think it's a really charming 70s
movie.
One day,
perhaps you can tell me what it's about.
Well, I just love the fact that there's Kiss, good Kiss, fighting evil Kiss.
Evil Kiss and good Kiss.
It's a really charming kind of...
It was the debacle when we made it, because we were convinced to do it by some people who said, you know, you're going to make A Hard Day's Night meet Star Wars.
Yeah.
And first of all, we were clueless as to what it meant to act.
Yeah.
We never read the script. And as we were doing it, we were going, this doesn't look very good. And they, oh, no, it's really good. Keep going. And it doesn't seem very good. Of course, when we saw it, we went, this isn't very good. But it has a campy kind of... It transcended what it was supposed to be and became something else.
I think it's kind of a camp, cute 70s sort of TV movie style-y thing.
Exactly.
You know, it's got a charm.
You can call it what you will.
Bless you, Paul Stanley. That's very kind of you. Yeah. Kiss Unplugged as well was one of the first things I saw of Kiss where I went, shit, this band that I've kind of thought was a bit of a joke are actually brilliant. Yeah. It's an amazing show, the Kiss Unplugged.
It was interesting because it really gave people a chance to listen to the songs and go, hey, these guys can actually sing and play.
Yeah.
You know, which was not a secret to me, but...
And you'd been doing that at conventions.
We did that
stuff.
We did that in the 90s, around 95, I think.
Yeah.
We did a tour where we basically, you know, for a few hundred people who'd show up, they'd see all our paraphernalia and Kiss gear and stuff, and then we'd come out and play acoustic and take requests and just have a fun time.
Fantastic. Are you ever going to do any of those ever again? Is that...
Again, you know, time is so limited. I can't imagine us doing it.
So what's the Kiss plan? I'm guessing you guys have got it mapped out for the next couple of years or something. You always seem to know what's going to happen
next.
We
have a States tour after this, and then take some time.
Yeah.
Take some time off. And I'd like to think we'll start playing the next album.
Fantastic, man. I'm very, very excited because, say, Sonic Boom was just... It's such a treat to hear songs that instantly sounded like, this is Kiss.
Yeah.
This is the band, you know.
Indeed.
Playing very well. Paul, listen, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so going to be there on Thursday.
I will be looking for you.
I can't wait. Thank you very much, man. Thank
pleasure.
You. Paul, could I get you to sign a couple of CDs?
Sure.
Would you mind? Thank you so much.